Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Today we examine an answer to the age-old question, what's it all about? Truth is that it's all about God. God in heaven. We are standing on holy ground as we enter your presence. And as we meditate on the things that surround us, important things, vital things in our eyes, not so important when they compare with you. We recognize who we are and that it's all about you, Lord. You are our Creator. You loved us before we were born. You have a plan for every step we take. Every heartbeat is known by you. It is your wisdom that directs our steps. It is your plan that provides payment for our sin. The perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Your Holy Spirit seals us as we are promised everlasting life with you in heaven, where you are. Nothing on this earth that we see, feel, touch, or experience compares to you, and nothing else really matters. When all is said and done, it will be just us, each of us, standing before you, recognizing the reality of your grace. Lord, now please surround us with your presence. We praise you for what you have done and worship you for who you are. Amen.
Thank you. precious name. Oh, how sweet, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet, sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name, beyond degree or measure. Oh, wondrous name of him so kind and true. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. The only name through which I find salvation. No name on earth has meant so much to me.
I love to sing of Christ our King and hail him blessed Jesus. Jesus, for there's no word here ever heard so dear, so sweet as Jesus. Jesus, that name still lives and will live on forever, while kings and kingdoms will forgotten be. Through mist or rain, through me be clouded never, that name shall shine and shine eternally. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. The only name through which I find salvation. No name on earth has meant so much to me. Precious name, oh how sweet, sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, sweet hope of earth and joy.
Oh, he is the only perfect.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
The King of Kings.
This is your call to worship and praise. The answer to questions in this life are that it's all about God.
Thank you.
Some of life's most important questions can be answered by the phrase, "It's all about God." For example, why is the Bible so important? Well, it's all about God. When we ask who we are and why are we here? It's all about God. What gives us hope in this life? It's all about God. How do we deal with our sin problem? It's all about God. Where did life come from, the earth and the universe? It's all about God. Please stay with me now as we look at God's Word to see what it's all about. Let's start with Philippians chapter 2. Listen to the Apostle Paul. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." 2 Corinthians chapter 3. "And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament." Later in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." From John chapter 3, "John the Baptist answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." James chapter 1, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." John chapter 6, Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at that last day." From Jeremiah chapter 32, "Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good. I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so I will bring upon them all the good that I have promised them." From Ephesians chapter 2, "God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go, and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. From Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion on us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Isaiah 26. Lord, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really from you. Folks, that should be our constant reminder that God made us. He saved us from the wrath to come, and he gives us strength to want to do good. The results are really created by him. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. It really is all about God.
Forever, I pray. cursing every step of the way. He bore a heavy load to the market 10 miles away. The journey took its toll, and every day he passed a monastery's high cathedral wall, and it made his life seem meaningless and small. And he wondered how it would be to live in such a place, to be warm, well-fed, and at peace, to shut the world away. So when he saw a priest who walked for once beyond the iron gate, he said, "Tell me of your life inside that place." And the priest replied, "We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up." Disappointment followed him home. He'd hoped for so much more, but he saw himself in a light he had never seen before. 'Cause if the priest who fell could find the grace of God to be enough, then there must be some hope for the of us. There must be some hope left for us. 'Cause we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up. We fall. Just the sinners, yeah, the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we are reminded that saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up. The answer to life's questions is that it's all about God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website as well, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise.
Of peace to